What's up? Welcome to the latest episode of the Never Been Done podcast. This is going to be a horrible, horrible episode. I got my black cat chewing gum. Happy Harry Hard on here. Let's just do this, I guess. To pump up the William reference, Christian Slater, if you didn't know. Tyler, I'm going to try to make you watch it, and you didn't ever listen, so.
Christian Slater, bro.
It's weird, like, this is the first episode where I'm not the drunkest one, by far, like, not even close. Like, usually I capitalize on being the worst one, but I'm not. So, today I would like to introduce the greatest guest of all time, but he's going to ruin his reputation tonight. Connor's with us this evening.
What's up? Yeah. They got me drunk early, so.
He's been drinking since 4:30.
This is going to make Tom look good.
And anything that Tom can do to look good is good. Because last episode, he was drinking Black Velvet in my bathroom, like, by himself, so.
Allegedly.
No, there's no allegedly. He was, for sure. Yeah. It was him. And, like, Tom, when you're listening to this on your UPS truck, I caught you, bro. I caught you, motherfucker. I know it was you. There's nobody else. It was either you or my fucking 10-year-old nephew. So it's like that's the only two people that have been in my bathroom that drink Black Velvet. So what? Either an Asian UPS man or a fucking 10-year-old. Like that's the kind of people who drink Black Velvet.
Those are the only two?
Uh-huh.
How's that company still open?
Anyway, Connor wants to do this shifty we have going on. So. We have a bunch of guests in the background tonight, so there might be some laughing, some like, ooh, that was rough, like that kind of stuff, because we're probably going to see
or
lemon face, ooh, or tiger face, arr.
Yeah.
What's up, CBS? How's it going, man?
I'm just here. It's fine.
How are you feeling tonight?
Same as always.
Amazing?
CBS,
sure.
I can hear myself now, thank you.
I tried to turn you up. I turned you way up.
Connor, like, called CBS, like, and he's like, I'm calling CBS because I can't hear myself in my fucking...
He answered. It worked.
It's true, I did answer.
He's like, Connor, I expect more from you. And he's like, why?
It was a sad moment.
They're a bad influence on me, CBS, don't judge me.
I know, it's all right.
Anyway,
if we spiked your Mountain Dew, you'd be like this too.
I don't think I'd probably notice it.
He's drank like several shots of tequila and killed it.
CBS does need a shot of tequila, though.
Yeah, I'm good.
There isn't any, I don't think, tonight.
See, perfect.
I think there's a little bit left.
I don't bump. No, only me.
You know?
Whatever.
Anyway.
Marky.
So we have some. Marky Markleton is in the background. Yo. We got Abby and Ryan in the background.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
There's Reggie McVadgerton somewhere in the background.
Is that Roger? Nice.
Yeah. Reggie McVadgerton.
That didn't make any sense at all. Right.
And then, Roger. So if you hear things in the background, so other people, they're kind of sitting in tonight. And we're so our topic of choice, Peter Jackson, that we decided on, or Ridley Scott? Or Ridley Scott?
Peter Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah, PJ.
Because he only has like 9 movies, right?
Yeah. And CBS one's a short one.
Always.
We're going to try and make this episode in 90 minutes. That's our goal. So,
oh my God.
That's 15 minutes of movie. We can do it.
I have four news topics, so I think we can bust it out. But before we get too crazy, we're going to do this little thing called a shifty, and cheers to that. So, anyway, before we get this thing started, I would like to thank our sponsor, White Claw Hard Seltzer.
Hopefully, our sponsor. We'll see. It might be too crazy.
Weren't these shifties made with White Claws? Whoever did that?
No.
The purest hard seltzer in the world. White Claw Hard Seltzer. It's gluten-free. It's
only 100 calories.
Under 100 calories, and it's delicious. So, thank you to them for giving us the possibility of having a chance of being sponsored by them.
Thanks for responding to my email, which is the first time a company ever has, which is cool.
Fuck all those other companies that we're not even gonna name. But yeah. Thanks,
Smirnoff. Fuck you.
What? You can't name that. You just. Oh my God! You're the
worst. Why does it matter?
Because then they just got advertisement.
They're not going to sponsor us. So.
But thanks to White Claw, because they're
great. Queering off.
They're great.
I like
people.
That. Queering off, yeah.
fucking Connor. Where's your laptop, bro?
Dude, I forgot it. I you said you had a phone charger so I could do fun facts, but I might lose my status to stat boy.
You have like 60% on your phone. You're fine.
He's got to find it first.
He's doing the Tom breathing. Like, that's how bad it is. He's like...
44% fun facts.
That's enough. That's plenty. Yeah. You're good.
Yeah. I mean, PJ only has like 9 moves. All right. So.
Let's get this underway. Fuck.
Are we doing the news?
This is a shit show.
What's up with the news?
What's in the news? Chris Nolan's next film that will be released in 2020 is being referred to a romantic thriller, Tyler.
I'm good with that.
AKA Tyler Barr.
I think he was asking on a date is what was really happening there.
I don't think so.
They're also going to be doing some sort of time thing that has to do with, what was the movie before this one?
Dunkirk?
No, the space one.
The Interstellar?
Huh?
Interstellar?
Yeah, there's something has to do with the time continuum thing, but it's going to be in this one, so. Yeah. That's all I know.
Good job. I don't want to talk about that yet because we're going to have a Chris Nolan episode when we know what that movie's actually about. It'll be the best episode of all time.
It won't be.
Maybe it'll be episode 50. I don't know.
No. Space Jam 2, LeBron James is having a hard time recruiting other basketball players to be in the movie with him.
Because no one wants to be in the movie with him.
Because LeBron James is a stupid cunt, right?
Oof.
Like, I'm just dropping the C word, hard C early. Like, he's the worst basketball player of all time. Like,
it's not true.
No, I mean, skills-wise, he's decent, but he's like...
As a person?
Yeah, he's a fucking shithead. Like, fuck him. Like, I don't like him. I love the LA Lakers, like, as far as basketball teams go, and I haven't worn my Lakers shirt all year because I can't, like... You'd think that, like, the supposed quote-unquote greatest basketball player of all time being on your team, be like, oh, I'm so excited. Like, oh, Lionel Messi, if he was on Manchester United, like, yeah, obviously it'd be amazing, but it's, you know... Fuck LeBron James. Nobody likes him.
True that.
I'm just saying, if they come up with a better theme song than Hit 'Em High with like fucking Be Real, Busta Rhymes, LL Cool J.
That song.
Dude, that's an awesome song. Like, so anything that might top that, I'm in for. Hit 'Em High 2.
Space Jam 2. That's what it should be called.
Yeah.
Not Space Jam 2. Hit 'Em High, too.
Yeah. Best song ever. It comes up on my Pandora, and no matter how many times I've thumbs up it, I thumbs up it again.
Oh, my God. It's awesome.
Anyway, Transformers 6 is going to not be a sequel to Last Night. Last Night was the name of the Transformers 5. If anybody watched the Marky Mark Transformers.
Technically, Bumblebee is Transformers 6. So.
Oh, shit.
Bumblebee is Transformers Bumblebee.
Yeah, it's technically
not
a soft
reboot. It's not.
It's technically Transformers 0 if you want to get, like, fucking crazy, like...
Number-wise, yeah.
Plex thinks it's Transformers 6.
Plex rules all.
So, if they think it's... the sixth one, then...
They're wrong.
They're right. Like,
they're
Plex,
right.
Plex
right.
is never wrong.
But you've since watched... But you've since watched Bumblebee, right, Tyler?
Yeah.
And you liked
it? It's a prequel.
It's good, though, right?
Oh, it's great.
Like, CBS, you liked it, right?
Yeah.
Have you watched it?
No.
Yeah.
Sorry. My bad.
You should. It's good.
It's really good. It's one of... It's probably the best Transformers movie.
My buddy, Chewy, his server's been down, so...
Maybe,
shout out to Chewie.
The first one was Thompson. Pretty good.
This is the best one for sure, I think.
Yeah, it is. But the first one's really good, so.
Man. So is the sixth one going to be a Marky Mark one still?
No.
Fingers crossed.
Not. Hopefully.
Fingers crossed for a Shia LaBeouf, Marky Mark fucking...
That's not happening.
That would be the best meme.
Finger sandwich? That'd be awesome.
They're crossing swords in this movie?
I want them to fucking touch tips. I want them to dock each other.
Oh my god.
Is Megan Fox still in that shit? I haven't watched Fast Lane number two or three.
I hope they golden shower Megan
after
Fox.
After two, it was... No, she's done.
I hope they golden shower Megan Fox in the sixth one.
That'd be worth watching.
Pretty sure it's a different movie. I'm pretty sure.
Two Marky Marks, one cup.
That's also a different movie.
I'm not even drunk. I'm just coming up with this golden material right now.
I'm pretty sure you're drunk. That's why you think
it's
cool.
You got a golden ticket.
I'm not drunk. I wish I was. I've tried all day and it's not happening. My body's just like, meh, fuck off.
Nice.
I got drunk yesterday. It's like, no, hangover means I was drunk yesterday.
Okay.
Okay, Jeff.
I've been drinking for 2 days with Tyler. You guys remember that TV show, My Two Dads?
I do.
That's been Tyler and me the last 2 days.
Hang on, do you have a teenage girl living in your apartment while you're getting wasted?
No.
Well, his cat Roman, I've been singing the theme song to his cat. Because Tori, like Tyler's significant other, has been in California. And I was like, oh, do you miss your mom? Oh, but you have two dads now. My two dads. I've been singing it to him, and he's just
You've been singing that song to my cat?
You were there. Like,
No, I
did.
That's hilarious. So that means you're the responsible dad. That's bad.
Tyler's the responsible dad?
Apparently.
Ah, shit.
I know, right?
He made me breakfast yesterday morning. He made me chorizo, biscuits, and gravy.
And you ask if he's the responsible one? Come on, man.
It was delicious, by the way.
Yeah, in case no one knew, you can make gravy with chorizo. It's really good.
Oh, shit. It's fucking sausage. It's not rocket science, bro.
Well, yeah, but, it's still... Who
taught you how to make gravy?
You did.
There you go. So suck your fuck hole.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
God damn it.
Where's the gravy?
What's gravy?
No, where's the gravy?
Where's the gravy?
I need some gravy right now.
It's nighttime. We're not drinking gravy right now.
Too bad.
I don't really think that should be an option anyway.
You're very borderline Tom right now.
I mean, somebody's got to make him look good.
So speaking of Tom, hey Tom, fuck you. So... More news shit. One more news topic that I wanted to share. Besides, how was Shazam? CBS.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that? I like exactly.
As far as DC movies go, like, how do you feel?
Movie wise, in general, I mean, it was a good movie. As far as when you're trying to rank just superhero movies in general, I mean, DC's had a rough run. That's true. But as far as Shazam's concerned, it's fun.
How'd you like Zachary Levi?
He does fine.
Love him. Have you ever watched Chuck? Like the whole way through?
No.
Chuck's fucking awesome. Shout out to Chuck.
Sure.
Yvonne Stratowski. She's fucking amazing.
There's a chick from that show?
Yeah.
I've seen like two episodes of that, and it had like five seasons, so.
They have probably more than that. It's like 91 episodes. You should watch them all.
All right. Noted.
Noted.
You know what's cool about Zachary Levi?
CBS.
What's that?
Newest information.
Okay.
I made Tyler watch all of Cobra Kai yesterday, and he fucking loved it.
Good.
Maybe, but two episodes in, I was like, I kind of want to watch all of it right now.
But then you were like, what?
What?
You're like, this is fucking amazing.
It's fucking great.
Right?
Yeah.
So fucking good. Like, you and me, like, CBS, you and me were just like, this is amazing. Everybody needs to watch it. And then Tyler's like, I'll get around to whatever. I'm too cool. I'm just going to watch Inception another time and jerk off on my own face.
Okay.
Inception might be the only movie I've been drunker than this for.
That sounds like a bad choice.
Have you watched Cobra Kai?
Nope.
Should.
You're missing out, bro. So good.
How many White Claws deep do I need to be for that?
One.
None.
Zero. Yeah. It's so fucking good.
Yeah, it's so good.
But they dropped the official, like, the full trailer, because the the series
season two.
Season two starts like 2 weeks from now.
Something like that.
Is it a Netflix or what?
Yeah, it's YouTube Red.
Did you say Netflix?
Yeah,
Netflix.
You said it right.
That's pretty awesome.
Maybe. Okay. I don't know.
All right.
What do you call it?
I mean, I just called it Netflix, but you said Netflix, so.
Netflix, Netflix. Anyway.
Rough.
Yeah.
But it's fantastic.
For the people who bought you are walking around blindfolded.
Can we talk about how bad? Who's the best character in the whole show?
Cobra Kai.
1, 2, 3. Say it. On count of three, we all say the same. The best character. 1, 2, 3.
Not Johnny.
Johnny.
Yeah. I said not Danielson. He's a bitch. Oh,
man.
But Johnny's badass, though, isn't he?
Yes, yes, he is.
Billy Zabka just fucking smashes it.
That guy's awesome. Yeah, he's cool.
Have you guys seen it?
You should.
Oh, you're fucking missing out.
It's awesome. Do you know what it's about at all?
Okay, so...
Okay.
Ryan knows what's up.
All right. So the Karate Kid, it's the story of Billy, like, after he grew up. Or Johnny, excuse me. Johnny after he grew up. So the original bully... Now we're farther in the
But he
future.
Wasn't really a bully. He fucking got screwed over by Daniel.
Yes and no.
Wait, are we talking about Johnny Rico here?
No, Johnny Russo.
Johnny Russo. No.
No, hang on. That's Daniel Russo.
Daniel LaRusso.
Who's the drunk one? Maybe I am.
Yeah. Are you?
No, I'm not, but whatever.
No, Sergeant
Johnny Russo. Let's call him.
Sergeant Trousers?
What?
Not Johnny Rico.
No, Johnny Rico's from...
Starship Troopers.
From Starship Troopers.
Josh's favorite movie ever.
No, it's the greatest movie ever.
Yeah.
Not my favorite movie.
Debatable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we need to have this conversation right now?
Debatable. Not the best movie ever.
Is there any more news before the... No?
No, that's it, man.
Okay, then. I guess go on.
That's it?
I guess
there's not a lot going on right now.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's unfortunate.
Rian Johnson said some shit that he doesn't care if they retcon anything from Last Jedi and the final movie.
They take it like a champ.
But whatever. I mean, other than that, like, there's not really that much news going on right now. Yeah. I tried watching Venom again. I still don't like it. That shit was fucking garbage again.
It's not true.
I haven't seen it.
I watched... what else did we watch?
I watched all of it. I mean, it was fine.
You've seen it multiple times, but what else?
Now I have, yeah. Not on purpose. It is fine. I liked it.
Venom?
Hey, yeah. Us.
What about it?
Didn't we talk about that?
Kind of.
You may have seen it. Have you seen it yet, CBS?
No.
So good.
So fucking good. Did you watch the first, the Twilight Zone shit?
Yes.
And? Am I right on the Twilight Zone, like, connection? Like,
yeah.
Very similar, right?
Jordan Peele kills it.
Yeah.
Good. Are we talking about
so
us?
It's fucking great.
Jordan Peele is doing the new Twilight Zone TV show, but he also did, like, Us.
Yeah, did anybody watch Us yet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Tyler and me went and saw it together. We held hands the whole time.
Well, thanks for inviting me, douches.
Whoa, bro, it's been like a couple weeks ago. Why are you going to be mad about it?
I didn't get invited.
You were out of town.
Actually, you were out of town.
Yeah, you were out of town.
That's a fact.
I don't think so. I've been out of town for like 4 or 5 weeks.
Three and 2.5. You were doing cheerleading stuff.
Yeah. GLCC Chicago? Yeah, that was the beginning of March.
Anyway. Am I right, though? Like, is it just...
He's asking
it's incredible. It's incredible, and...
But, like, the Twilight Zone shit, like, Us and... what was the first one he did?
Get Out.
Yeah, they're both this, like, super long episodes of the Twilight Zone. Like, that's... Right?
Like, yeah. I mean, that's what it is, but...
And he smashes it. Like, he fucking kills it. Like, he does such a good job.
Did you see that quote about him, like, asking about casting white people?
I did.
And he's like, yeah, no, I never want to do that.
No, so. They were like, could you see yourself casting a white guy as the main role? He's like, no, I've seen that movie already.
Good for him.
Nah, you know. I'll just have a black person every time.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, good for him.
But yeah, good shit. Twilight Zone. Kind of insane. It's very, it feels like the 50s, 60s Twilight Zone, but it's now. So.
Stoked on it.
Real good shit.
I'm going to watch it tomorrow while you go to that fucking Odessa thing.
Yeah, you should.
Well, I'll be there.
I won't. So not we're all, CBS won't, Ryan won't, so.
Alright, at least half of us will be there.
The fuck faces will be there.
When you split an Uber four ways, it's fucking cheap. I mean, we rock, paper, scissored for a DD8 earlier.
But what?
Yeah, ask her.
I tried to make Ryan, I'm trying to convince him to go to Brass Rail with me, but he has not committed to that yet.
But he knows better.
That's a stable decision, sir.
You should go, and then tomorrow you'll be like, I will never, ever go back to this place.
Dude, we can play, we control the jukebox, you can drink Coors Light like it's water. Like, what's bad about the Brass Rail?
The Brass Rail.
Yeah, maybe it's just the name.
Maybe you're just upset because every time you go there, you get in a fight with your girlfriend. That's not my fault.
Maybe.
There you go. Oh, there you go. Don't blame the Brass Rail for your fucking problems in your life. Yeah, there you go.
Was he there that one time he tried to kick the door down into his own house?
What?
He knows what I'm talking about. He's real embarrassed right now.
That wasn't a Brass Rail day, but I didn't try. I kicked my door in.
Yeah, at his own house, because he thought his girlfriend was there, but she wasn't.
I fixed that door for him, by the way.
Yeah.
I didn't bring it up, Tyler. That's not my fault.
I brought it up.
True story.
I said I wasn't supposed to repeat it, but I did.
How many Samsungs have you owned, Tyler? Anyway, on to the
CBS, we haven't heard from you in a while. What you got to say about this?
This is such a mess. I figure if I start talking, it's only going to cause more problems.
It won't. It'll be fine.
No, it totally will.
Last episode that we did, it was a top five comics podcast dual episode with Never Been Done. So we did an episode about
Captain Marvel.
And we talked about, I thought it was fantastic. Like, again, have you seen it yet, Connor?
No, I haven't. Heather's been wanting to see it, but
you should take it. It's really good. Like it. I think all of us really, really enjoyed it. Like, it was even the shit that that some of us didn't like, didn't change the fact that all of us actually... I think everybody really enjoyed it.
It's a decent movie. Is it the greatest movie? Right. No. It's okay. And,
I mean, it takes place long enough ago that you don't have to have seen any other ones to see it, right?
Oh, yeah. You could watch that by itself.
Because,
yeah.
Like, Heather, I don't think she's seen any of that shit, but...
Oh, she
would
fine.
Probably enjoy it. As it's like it's a standalone. It's a good movie.
It's like mid-90s.
So...
Yeah.
Here's the thing. When I was posting that episode on our social media, I Googled retarded cat, and like I fell down this super deep rabbit hole, and that's not a rabbit hole anybody wants to go down because it's like really sad. And I was just like, oh my god, my stomach hurts because I feel bad for all these poor little kittens I want to adopt because they're all retarded. I was like, but they all look like Brie Larson. It's crazy.
It's not true. It's so not true.
No, really. It was true. It was just like, they all look just like her, but like, one eye's looking one direction, one eye's looking the other direction. Like, that fucking poor cat looks just like Brie Larson. I was like, that fucking poor thing. That's what I was thinking the whole time. It's horrible. I felt so bad for all those poor kittens. Anyway. So, comparatively, Captain Marvel to Captain Marvel / Shazam, what do you think, CBS? Like, none of us have seen it but you. So, like, comparatively, like, if you had to
I'd say they're the same.
They're both hanging off a cliff, and you had to save one of them and not the other one.
Well, Brie Larson, because she's pretty.
That's not what I asked you.
That's easy. Oh, movie-wise?
No, come on, movie-wise.
Oh, man, I don't know. See, I kind of think Captain Marvel might be the grab pack comic situation, where it's the Hello Kitty book.
Right.
If you don't know that, reference last episode, assholes. So, I don't know. Of the two of them, like, Shazam's pretty fun. So, I guess I'd save Shazam.
Like, it's really good. You really
liked
it?
I liked it, yeah.
Awesome. I'm stoked.
Best movie in the world? No, but it's
compared, good. Like, so, DC movie-wise, like, how do you feel about it? Like, in the current DC universe, like...
If we're not counting, like, the Michael Keaton movies? Or the Batman 66 movie?
Correct. Because Michael Keaton, Batman...
No one cares about Michael Keaton's Batman, so... True.
Yeah, we don't care about it because it's the best one, so we just leave it there at the top where it fucking belongs,
that's not true.
Oh. Hey, shh. You're not on this podcast for a reason.
www.shh.com.
Because Michael Keaton Batman is the best Batman. Everybody agrees.
Wrong.
It's really loud when you do that.
CBS.
Sorry.
You'll say Adam. You'll say Adam West, right?
Well, he's my favorite Batman.
Well, yeah, he's gonna say Adam West.
Yeah.
Connor.
Connor.
Dude, I don't know. Just to create some fucking controversy, let's. Who is the Batman Forever dude? Fucking Val Kilmer. Let's go.
Oh,
bro.
I like it. I like your moves. I like your moves. You know who picked Chris Nolan?
Probably the guy who has nobody a boner for him.
Well, because Tyler hasn't gone yet, but we already know
nobody cares about Tyler's fucking opinion.
Oh, that's not true. Just because
you were watching that shit this morning, I like get knocked on the door and they're like nobody answered, and I open the door and I walk in and you're just like mid stroke, like, oh, and Batman Begins is on you, like jerking out to Batman Begins, like that's uncomfortable. You're just like, hold on,
no,
hey, let me finish.
That's how good it is
on my own face, because Batman Begins on my own face.
Hey, you baiting in here? You baiting in here?
Jesus. Oh my god.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, I only bait by myself, so, you know.
Well, you're by yourself this weekend, right? She's out of town.
That's why you're watching Batman Begins.
That's not why I was watching Batman Begins. It was just because I really like it.
Hang on, so you actually were watching Batman Begins?
Yeah, no, I was.
That literally happened. I walked in, I'm like, god damn it. There's like tissues on the fucking couch. I'm like, I'll just sit on the floor.
No, you walked in and you were
I'll sit on the floor.
So he's like, why did you spend $20 at Walmart tissues?
Tissues don't cost that much, so, you know.
That many tissues.
Five boxes, dude.
No, they don't. I know that. Know.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. So we all agree that that's not the best Batman.
Which one?
No, we don't, but we can move on and talk about Peter Jackson.
Val Kilmer's the best Batman. Moving on.
Clooney's got the right jawline, but that's whatever.
He doesn't.
He does. He's got the right chin.
So my fresh pair of Adidas are pointing me in the direction of the first Peter Jackson movie, which is what, Tyler?
Dead Alive, isn't it?
What?
No, Meet the Feebles.
What?
Meet the Feebles.
Okay.
Is it not?
I'm asking you, I don't know.
Meet the Feebles.
And who's in it?
What's that about?
I don't know.
Is that the one with the puppets? The people dressed like puppets?
Yeah, that was the puppet one. I don't remember the actors, though, so. Yeah, someone else has to be on that. Connor should be on that.
Yeah, I forgot my laptop, so Fact Boy is not going to be as good.
Fucking, that's why we're going to smash through this in 90 minutes, because it's like...
Yeah. We've got this.
Are we doing him as just a director, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Director. Adventures of Tintin? I don't know anything about that.
Look, can we start at just Dead Alive? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Sure, it's awesome.
I'm Honors.
Which was Brain Dead. Originally. But,
yep.
Yeah.
Talk about Tyler. Say some words about it.
I mean, it was awesome for 1992 or whatever it was.
You didn't even look at your phone. I'm surprised that you know that. I'm so impressed with you right now.
I mean, I watch it every Halloween, so.
Huh? Good job.
Yeah. I mean, it's just really shitty brain splatters and, you know.
When you say shitty, you really mean awesome, right?
Yes.
All right.
But shitty, but awesome.
Are you kidding me? Chainsaw attack?
But shitty, but awesome.
Grab my, man.
Grab my guitar, man. Please, before it fucking snaps.
But so shitty.
That was impressive.
But awesome, so, you know.
We're talking full on, like, lawnmower. Lawnmower.
Yeah, but lawnmower shit.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
How
good stuff.
You, how can you forget that? That was good.
So, I don't want that edited out. I think we just need to, like, talk about Connor just ate fucking shit. Like, so like, hard. Like,
real good ate
like,
shit.
Wow. Yeah,
like,
wow. Good for him.
I managed to mute his mic, so the only mic noise is your mic that he ran into also.
Like, he ran into everything.
The thing...
We were all just like...
Well, nobody tried to help him. You guys were right
what
there.
What were we supposed to do? Like,
the thing I'm bummed about
he
is
weighs
like...
He's a larger, way larger...
Ryan and Abby have been here two nights in a row. I'm like, I'm kind of upset that they're only going to see... They're not going to see, like, you or I do that.
We don't do that.
Yeah, I guess, but...
We don't.
I've seen Tyler do it here.
You've seen Tyler fall down like
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he has.
When?
It's a little more controlled, but it's the same idea. I mean, he fell backwards onto the couch. So it wasn't into other things, but that's because nothing was there. Had something been there, it would be a different story.
Speaking of, this morning, it was like 8 in the morning, I went and picked Tyler up, and I was driving my car, and he's like, I know where you're going. I'm like, you don't know where I'm going. He's like, don't go to the Brass Royal, please. And I didn't. Like, I didn't. But we went to the fucking Taco Bell drive-thru and got a cheesy gordita crunch at like 8 a.m. And that was the most delicious cheesy gordita crunch I've ever had. I was so... Then we had a Coors Light while we were smoking that fucking brisket. I was like, God damn, this is tasty as shit. Right? Like, it was delicious.
Yeah, no, it was good.
So, I mean, Taco Bell doesn't sponsor us, but if they want to, thanks, Taco Bell.
That's a good idea.
Your cheesy gordita crunch was spectacular.
White Claw turns us down, and, you know,
yeah.
Taco awesome. Bell's the next step.
But here's the deal. White Claw and Taco Bell together is like peanut butter and jelly.
Ooh,
or yeah. Like lamb and tuna fish.
Right? I want some motherfucking chili cheese burritos right now. Those are the best thing ever.
You're back.
Yeah.
You're right?
I made it back.
Did you pee in a toilet, or do I have to clean something up?
It's close.
Damn it.
I mean,
I just cleaned that like today.
In preparation.
Ugh, fuck. Anyway, next movie, Tyler. Go.
So we said what?
Done Dead
Heavenly
Alive.
Creatures, Dead Alive.
Heavenly Creatures is the next one. Did we talk about that? I don't think we did. Heavenly Creatures, do you know it? No, me either. Okay, move on.
Yeah, it's good, but I don't really remember it, so.
Did he direct Heavenly Creatures?
Yeah.
IMDb does not list that shit as
yes,
director.
It does.
Kate, it depends on which version you're looking at.
Kate Winslet's in it. You know we talk about Kate Winslet the most? Tyler?
Mm-hmm.
From Titanic, yeah.
Pay me like your French boys, Jack. Right?
My IMDb says Adventures of Tintin.
That's one in production for later.
I was just talking about like how she sells her boobs in Titanic, and every boy that ever went saw that movie, that's where they jerked off to. But
or The Valley, what the fuck is that? Or Bad Taste?
Yeah, Betty's never heard of it before. It's earlier, though.
Let's just skip to the Frighteners. How's that sound?
Sure. Frighteners was awesome.
Michael J. Nice. Fox.
Yes. Hells yeah. It's freaking great. Michael J. Fox is awesome.
Yeah. So many good people in it as well.
I can't believe you've never seen that movie, Tyler. How did you not see the
Have you never watched the Frighteners, Tyler?
That's what he told me.
Really?
The movie's great.
It was fucking groundbreaking.
I got it mixed up with the Flatliners.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking Flatliners, and I was like, I've seen that movie. And then when I actually looked at it, I'm like, nope, I haven't seen that movie. I was thinking of Flatliners.
It was groundbreaking in the CGI because, like, the ghosts and stuff in it are like... Fucking Roger, goddammit.
Oh, my gosh. Good times. Yeah, at the time, CGI hadn't been done that way before, and so it was really pretty pivotal when it happened. For 96, it was impressive.
Jake Busey.
Yeah, that's true. Busey's in it. Who's Gary, awesome.
Gary Busey's son. God, so loud, Connor.
She wanted a White Claw.
Jesus.
Shout out to White Claw, our official sponsor.
True that. White Claw. All day.
Tyler's like, maybe you should send him a picture of the recycling bin with all the White Claw cans in it.
Because there's like 100 cans.
And I'm like, yeah, I did that like four times already. Like this, like there's like four bins outside. Like,
maybe if they knew how much we actually supported them, they might be like, okay.
It's weird. Grand Junction is a very big market for us.
Yeah, like, why do we sell so much there?
Here's my big question.
I wonder.
This might lose us the sponsorship, though, but that black cherry shit is not the best one.
Everybody cheers to White Claw right now. Official sponsor of NBD.
People are crazy.
But the black cherry is not the best one.
No, it's the worst one, so...
It tastes like perfume smells. So, hey, White Claw.
What?
Okay. You guys are amazing. Never mind.
Yeah, cut that shit out. Yeah. Cut it out. No. Come up with a new flavor.
And God damn it, make the mango in the regular cans.
Wango?
Yeah. they don't fit in the other cans. The other cans are the regular size. And the mango are the tall boys. It doesn't work. Oh,
fuck. The wango. the Frighteners. Michael J. Fox. He moves to a small town, and he can see dead people.
We can just talk about the good ones.
The Frighteners is fantastic.
Is it?
Yeah,
the fact that you haven't seen is kind of disappointing. It makes you, like, doubt you as a movie person in general.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, really. Like, I'm like...
I like how that's the one that broke the back.
That is, nice. Though.
It is really good, Tyler. Like, it really is.
All right.
Yeah, he's a dude who has a near-death experience. Near-death experience, and because of that, he winds up seeing ghosts. But as a thing around him, he uses that to parlay making money by using the ghosts to frighten people. And he makes it a whole job basically being a ghostbuster. However, he never busts the ghosts because the two of them are his friends. They hang out with him.
Yeah.
Did we skip Forgotten Silver? What was that about?
No idea.
It was a made-for-TV movie. We skipped it.
Oh. Like, fucking Hallmark shit.
Uh-huh. My mom probably watched it, but that's about it. Because my mom likes Hallmark.
I don't know if it's actually a Hallmark movie or not, but it was a TV movie.
So, after making it The Firefighters, does that mean
you're not
Fellowship?
You're not talking the microphone.
Fellowship, yeah.
Yeah, after making it of The Firefighters, does that mean Fellowship?
Yes. Si, Senor, the first Lord of the Rings movie.
Best one.
The first one's the best one?
I think so.
Okay. That's fine.
What do you think, CBS?
Yeah. I don't know. I think I've always won just horde of 8 hours of my life.
Like, 10 or 11 if you watch the...
Well, you fast forward ones. Part of it.
So here's a funny thing. Elijah Wood wanted to be Frodo so fucking bad that he, like... dressed up as a hobbit and filmed himself being a hobbit and doing scenes from Lord of the Rings and sent it to Peter Jackson specifically to get the role. And Peter Jackson's like, this guy's too old. And he, like, watched the video. He's like, oh, fuck. This, like, Elijah Wood wanted it that fucking bad. He's like, okay, he can fucking have it because he's killing it. That's hilarious. So.
Abby wants to say something.
Yeah, go one more time.
Abby wants to say something about Elijah Wood.
I have nothing nice to say about Elijah Wood.
Oh, my gosh.
For what reason?
I hate Elijah Wood.
Why?
Why?
Is he a rapist?
Have you looked at him? His eyes look
into your soul, yes.
Is he a rapist?
I'm literally watching him right now, and he's super creepy.
Do you know him?
He's really nice in real life.
I don't want to know him.
Oh, come on.
Oh, so you don't have, like, an actual personal story? You're just being mean?
Yeah. Have you seen all of his acting?
No. I've seen a lot of it. CBS, have you seen Screen Junkies? They do this, like, Elijah Wood versus Kevin Smith.
I have not seen that.
Yeah, that sounds right up your fucking alley, because we all know how much he loves Kevin Smith.
Connor was telling the story about Kevin Smith earlier tonight. He's like, telling his girlfriend about it.
Just
like, and then, oh, we understand. We understand why CBS would hate that guy. Like, they all were on your side, man.
I'm not a fan of him. That's true.
Yeah. But anyway, they were doing this, like, have you ever seen any of the Screen Junkies YouTube shit?
Yeah, a while ago.
So they did, like, Kevin Smith versus Elijah Woods versus some other shit.
Okay.
And anyway, they did this, like, thing that was, like, Samwise Gamgee versus Jay. As like a sidekick, and they had to argue that
point. Man,
and it was fucking hilarious. But anyway, Kevin Smith won because he pulled out some like fucking Nazi movie to trump Elijah Wood.
Well, there you go.
He was just like, they were like worst films ever, and like I think Elijah Wood was said something like Jaws 2 because it started the whole like sequel shit.
Sure.
And then Kevin Smith said a Nazi fucking propaganda film and, like, just got everybody on his side because of that.
Man.
All right, so can we get something out of the way?
I guess.
Right at the beginning.
You move the microphone?
About how Gandalf is a fucking cunt and how he could have, like, just called the Eagles. He could have called the Eagles, like, at the beginning of the first movie.
That's
and
then, true.
Like, taking care of that shit.
Very well could have.
You guys have seen the How It Should Have Ended animations, right?
No.
Seriously? You never seen those things?
No.
There's a group that does animated shorts.
And they're like, let's just call the Eagles.
Right, that's pretty much what happens. That's exactly what happens. They fly over, they drop the ring, and they're like, sweet, thanks guys, see you later.
Cool, see you later.
Awesome. Same ones that do that How It Should Have Ended movies.
And then like how like Samwise is literally, he's just like, I don't mean to leave you, Mr. Frodo, and I don't mean to. And he's all, like, fucking, like heartfelt and shit. And that's how I feel like when I'm, like, I do things with you, CBS. I'm like, I feel like you're Frodo and I'm Samwise.
That's, is it because I'm always carrying you? That sucks a little bit for me.
Why?
Because I'm always carrying you.
No. I'm Samwise. I'm carrying you.
Gollum throws the fucking bread, like, or the whatever it is.
And Tyler's fucking Gollum.
I'm Gollum?
Yeah.
How am I Gollum in this situation?
Because he's the third character.
Tom's Gollum, if ever.
He's Tom not, is Gollum. I'm not
sure.
Gollum.
For sure. Tom is Gollum for sure.
Does that make Tyler like Pippin or some shit?
Pippin or Mary?
I would rather be Gollum.
Well, Mary.
Mary's all right.
Mary's the best one.
No.
Yeah, he's like the hero of Rohan. He kills the fucking Witch King.
That's like movie number two, right?
Yeah, Mary does.
Barely.
No, Mary's the fucking hero. He kills fucking the Witch King.
I don't know.
You have my sword and my axe.
Hey, Raj.
That counts as one.
Say that in the microphone. Right here. Say it in the microphone. Say it. Right here, and the mic.
My precious.
That's so good.
That's real good.
God damn. Was
that 11s? Sure. Out of control.
Seriously, it's pretty solid.
If only you could fucking blow smoke rings with a fucking ship.
Right. No, any reason not to. Tom Bombadil?
Yeah, he wasn't in the movies, but he was in the book, massive part in the books, so Mark's mad about it.
It's understandable. It's understandable.
They filmed it, like, Peter Jackson, actually, Peter Jackson was actually supposed to play the part of Tom Bombadil in the movies, but they didn't put that in there, so there you go. Even, even in the 9-hour fucking, like, director's cut, they didn't put it in there. But he was supposed to be Tom Bombadil.
I'll be damned. I didn't know that.
So there you go.
Okay. Knowing it's half the battle.
I also love everything about Lord of the Rings, and I have Lord of the Rings tattoos and Elvish tattooed all over my body, so I'm going to try and hold my mouth shut.
So let's talk shit about The Hobbit.
What about the... do we need to talk about the other two movies? We got
three fucking Lord of the Rings.
Let's go to Two Towers next. Let's go to Two Towers next.
We get The Hobbit.
Whoa, bro. Chill out. Who are you mad at?
He's...
You're fine.
Say it again. Say it again.
So silly.
Roger is made of Robin.
Hey.
So fine. Silly.
Roger, stop!
I think you believed it more before.
You're fine, buddy.
Like the groupie, you're tormenting the dog. My God.
I'm not tormenting my dog. Yeah, go see Robin.
Gosh.
Who played Sauron here? I'm watching
Christopher Lee, man.
Yeah. He's Saruman. Sauron. Sauron is a different person.
Sauron, okay.
The fucking white before Gandalf.
The white wizard.
Yeah, and he was like 92 or some shit when he did
doing fucking kung fu and.
The black wizard. I mean, he is one later.
So,
Shazam has one. Is that what you're talking about? Just saying.
Black Adam shows up?
No.
No?
He said wizard.
So, Two Towers. That's my favorite one, actually. So the parts where, like, Aragorn and Gimli and Legolas are running across the fields of Rohan, like, is, like, my favorite part of the books and the movies.
Sure.
And the difference is, if, like, if you haven't read the books, the elven army that shows up at Helm's Deep doesn't exist in the books, but... Aragorn takes off and meets up with a bunch of the rangers from the north, including Elrond's sons. They show up like together, and they hang out with Aragorn and Gimli and Legolas through most of the books. So that's part that shit that happens in the books that doesn't happen in the movies as well. So Amazon is producing and directing and putting out a Lord of the Rings prequel shit. And a lot of that stuff is going to follow Aragorn as a young, like, before all that stuff. But he's just a ranger, and it's going to follow all that stuff. So, like, it's supposed to be the most expensive TV show ever made. And that's supposed to be going on right now. So that could be really cool. So I'm kind of excited about that, actually.
Cool.
Fuck yeah.
Amazon TV.
Side. Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime, yeah. Crazy nonsense.
But still, I think Fellowship was the best.
You think Fellowship better than Two Towers?
Yeah.
Alright. What comes after the Two Towers?
Return of the King, but even then...
Which one? The animated Hobbit? We're not talking about The Hobbit yet. once we get to The Hobbit, we can talk about that one too, I guess. He's right. It's got theme songs.
He's talking about the Frankenbaum ship. Like, yeah. Like, for sure, that was awesome. But...
Frodo of the Nine Fingers.
Frodo of the Nine Fingers and the Ring of Doom.
Yep, sing-alongable too.
There you go. Anyway, Two Towers, I thought was fantastic, but...
We're on Return of the King now.
In relation, we talked about, like, the Avengers Endgame, about how it could put it could possibly win the Oscar for best everything, but Return of the King did it because of the three movies, it like, I think they waited till all three were done before they gave it any awards to see like, if they could wrap it all up.
Maybe.
True.
I'm going to say it's possible to add the three together, give them the award, sure.
They did that. They did Lord of the Rings for sure, but do you think that they did it, like they'll do it with like Avengers or?
I don't know. I don't think superhero movies are going to win Best Picture ever, but.
You don't maybe. Think?
No. It'd be cool if it did, but as far as like, there's so many different people that worked on so many different pieces of that.
I don't know. I think.
I mean, the Russo brothers would probably do the best ones, but
Black still. Panther, like if Black Panther can get nominated,
yeah, for the wrong reasons,
then Endgame can win. But I think,
I guess we'll see.
But how long is that movie supposed to be, Tyler? 3 hours and what?
2 minutes.
Three hours, two minutes.
Yeah.
Like I think that Endgame could be the one that like they're gonna be like, let's see how they wrap this shit up, and I think that if they're gonna do it, that'll be the one.
I'd be alright with it. Sure.
I mean. Yeah, okay, Captain Marvel's like the woman empowerment, Black Panther's the black empowerment, like blah, 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 all these things, and they all get this and this and that, like, but I think at the end of the day, like, I think Endgame is a good one that's like, it's the bookend for like what they've done for 20 plus movies, and so like, that's going to be the thing that like really makes it, it's going to be it. If that's going to be the one, like, and like, I think the Academy will look at that. I hope if I have any faith in the Academy that they'll look at it as like, wow, these dudes. Cause like, I mean, I didn't think Lord of the Rings like would ever win anything.
Sure.
And it did. It won, I think 9 Oscars that year. Return of the King did. It won like, it basically won everything.
It was a lot. Yeah.
But like, I think Endgame could do that for the Marvel Cinematic Universe because I think they're waiting to see how they bookend it. Like they're like, okay, let's see how you guys finish this. Can you do it right? Can you finish it? Can you wrap it all up?
I guess we'll see. It's possible.
Anyway, that's how I feel about it.
Okay. What do you think about Return of the King? Are we on a bunch of awards? That's good.
Besides the fact that it had like 19 fucking endings and they skipped a lot of the raddest shit that the books put
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Like the scouring of the Shire, they didn't put any of that in there, which could have been really cool. They could have filmed that and they didn't. Where Marion, like when the hobbits come back to the Shire in the books, Saruman actually showed, like he's in the Shire and him and fucking Wormtongue take over the Shire and Merry and Pippin. Like, kind of, I can get all, like, raise all the hobbits, and they're like, let's do this, let's fucking take the Shire back. And they fucking, like, have this army. And Sam and Frodo are just like, dude, we've been fucking to Mordor and dropped a ring in a fucking volcano. We don't even give a fuck. Like, they're kind of just chill. But Merry and Pippin, like, because they drank the Ent drought, like, they're bigger. So then everybody looks at them like, these guys are fucking huge now. What the fuck's going on? Even though they're, like, barely a foot taller. So anyway, they raise all, like, they get all the hobbits involved, and they fucking take the Shire back. They fucking go to Bag End. Saruman is fucking living at Bag End. He comes out, and he's, like, talking shit, and then Wormtongue comes out and stabs in the back. Stabs Saruman in the back. They don't do any of that shit in the movie, which they should have fucking done, because it's super fucking cool. And, you know, Saruman, like, turns into fucking, like, a cloud, and he looks towards the west to where the elves go and all that shit, and then he, like, the wind blows him away because he's not allowed to go there because he fucking didn't do what he was supposed to do, and then Wormtongue fucking dies. Anyway, that's what happens in the fucking books, and they don't do that in the movies. Anyway, it just shows fucking Sam, like, making out with fucking, like, Rosie, and then, like, he marries her, and then, like, and then Frodo's like, oh, everybody, I'm going on the fucking boat. And everybody's like, what, you're leaving? And then, like, fucking Frodo and Samwise are like, I can't quit you. I can't quit you, Samwise. And then they're fucking, like, just like fucking, what's that movie, Tyler? Brokeback Mountain? Is that the one?
Yeah.
I can't quit you, Samwise Gamgee. I can't quit you. And that's what happens because they've been, like, you know, having anal sex, Taylor.
I was like, Clerks 2, they were right.
Can I throw out? I'm going to throw out a few fun facts while here we go. Them in front of my face. first off, Sean Connery read the role of Gandalf, but he didn't understand the script. He was quoted as, he was quoted as saying, "I never understood it. I read the book, I read the script, I saw the movie, I still don't understand it. I would be interested in doing something, but not that I don't fully understand, especially for 18 months.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that was a fun one. Nicolas Cage was originally offered the role of Aragorn, but he turned it down.
Aragorn.
Yeah. Russell Crowe was a potential backup for Aragorn, but he didn't do it either. And then, where was it? Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal originally auditioned to play Frodo, but that didn't work out. And then also, Vin Diesel actually auditioned to be in Lord of the Rings. Where was it? Who would
he? It wasn't fast enough.
God damn it!
Vin Diesel auditioned for Aragorn. Jackson called his performance "quote unquote" very compelling, but didn't say that it felt like Aragorn. So, anyway, those are my fun facts for the first little bit.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Very different movie with Nick
now
Cage.
Now we're talking about how shitty the Hobbit movies were.
Is that the next movie? Did he do anything else after that?
Oh, wait, he did The Lovely Bones.
Did The Lovely Bones?
No, he did King Kong, then The Lovely Bones.
King Kong?
No, Lovely Bones was first, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah, it was.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
$100 right now.
I'm not taking that bet because you're like a fucking wizard.
$100
But I'm pretty sure Lovely Bones is first.
They're both 2005. They're both 2005. Does it matter?
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. IMDb says both 2005.
No, you're reading your nines wrong. That's 2005 and then 2009.
No,
the monkey was first.
No, they both say 2005. Look. No.
I'm looking at the same thing you're looking at.
Okay, I think you're right. But anyway.
The Lost Spider Pit sequence.
It came out on my fucking birthday and it was a huge disappointment.
Lovely Bones?
Yeah. I hate to say
except
it,
except Stanley Tucci. He was believable.
Yeah, but anyway, I was super excited to see that movie and it was a huge fucking letdown. It could have been amazing.
Anyway.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
So.
But the King Kong I saw and I thought that was great.
Amazing. I wish it was part of the new Godzilla universe.
It'd be cool if it was.
But it's like, this is, I guess, smaller it's Godzilla.
Too far away.
Smaller
yeah.
King Kong.
Right. Definitely farther back.
Yeah. I know it's not really a directorial credit, but can we short out to District 9? I think he was the producer of that.
He was.
Yeah. Yeah. He made that happen.
District 9 was awesome.
Yeah. It's a really good movie.
Yeah. Shout out to District 9.
Sure.
Did he have anything to do with fucking, what was the robot one? With the...
Chappie?
Chappie?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Nothing at all?
It was the same director as District 9.
Right.
But I think he had, yeah, I think he had
Marky Mark in the
Marky
house.
Marky Mark, known for fucking shit.
I think he got that one done on his own.
Thank God, because that movie was fucking garbage.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
It was just basically like a fucking 2-hour D'Anward music video.
Yep, that's
horrible. Fucking horrible.
What was it, King
Kong? It's like, here's the 9 million reason not to fucking smoke meth. That's what basically...
Who was in King Kong? Like, fucking Jack Black and Adrian Brody and Naomi Watts?
Yep. That's right.
Yeah.
Naomi Watts?
Fucking...
She was the damsel, or the lead actress lady.
All right.
Yeah. Jack Black was a filmmaker.
Better than Brie Larson, I guess.
Okay.
I think they're both awesome.
Who,
so,
Naomi Watts?
So you were
Brie
a fan
Larson?
Of that both. Movie, CBS?
King Kong, heck yeah.
Oh, yeah. King Kong was great.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Movie's awesome.
It's all right.
It's all right.
I like Naomi Watts.
No, Skull awesome. Island, but it was all right.
You're right. Skull Island was fucking fantastic, but that King Kong movie was really good. Like, Peter Jackson did a great fucking job.
I liked it.
I need
video game of that one and not the other one.
Who, and we were talking about Lovely Bones. Who all was in that? Like yeah, Mark Wahlberg and who else?
I couldn't even tell you, dude.
Mark Wahlberg was in that, right, though?
I don't know that.
What? Wasn't Mark Wahlberg in Lovely Bones?
Yeah.
And then who else?
And,
I'm trying to think of it.
Rachel Weisz?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
As the mom?
Okay.
And, Stanley Tucci is a fucking weird rapist.
Susan Sarandon.
Who'd she play?
The grandma.
Yeah, she was the grandma. She's the grandma. And
okay.
But mostly Stanley Tucci is the weird rapist.
Michael Imperioli. He was in all the Soprano shit, but he was in it. Anyway, let's talk about Susan Sarandon for a minute.
What about her?
What you want to know?
She's, the most attractive 70-plus-year-old woman there is in the world?
I would say this, not to be rude, but if she wants me to, I would put my tongue in her butthole. If she was like, Josh, would you? I'd be like, yep. That's all I have to say. She's like, Josh, I'd be like, yep. She's like, I didn't even ask it, yep. That's how it go.
Just so you know, you heard there.
We've all gone there multiple times. Tyler?
It's not true.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Gone there multiple times. There's like 9 episodes of this podcast where we talk about Susan Sarandon.
Maybe like upwards to 23. I don't know.
We've talked about Susan Sarandon getting her butthole licked on this episode, like this podcast, like almost every episode.
A lot. Yeah, probably too much. So
we all love Susan Sarandon. It is though.
That particular subject.
We literally have comments on fucking Apple that says you guys shouldn't talk about Susan Sarandon like that. She's a lady. You guys should not talk about her like that. We're like, oh.
And you would literally have to fight Merlin from Top Gun to do it.
I don't.
Passed all the tests, and I have Scrooge Susan Sarandon. And it was
there's too much talking in the background going on. So anyway, so Return of the King was fantastic. The whatever was fantastic, and the Hobbit movies.
Blue dicks.
So here's my deal. I think I'm saying what everybody else agrees with. You made 3 movies out of 3 books, and then you took 3 movies to make the shortest book. It doesn't make any fucking sense. And you fucking... Yeah, you added a bunch of cool shit. I understand that. Like, add 1 movie, 2 movies, whatever. But... No. Benedict Cumberbatch was amazing. Schmaug. I do like that. I do like the dude that... Like, Martin... what's his name that played...
What was the name of it?
Martin Freeman.
He played Bilbo. Did a great job. Other than that, like, I don't think that they needed to add in all that fucking weird, like, the white orc. He wasn't in the books. It was like they made that fucking shit up.
What you're saying is you only need Elijah Wood for 1 movie instead of 3.
Okay, you hate Elijah Wood. I get it. Get over it. Just because he's handsome and he has a devilishly gorgeous blue eyes doesn't mean you got to be mad about it.
His blue eyes do look into your soul, that's true. I'm not kidding. I met the dude. Yeah.
CBS almost held hands with him?
No. We did hang out and watch Mr. Show, though. That was kind of cool. If you guys remember what Mr. Show is.
Anyway.
Now most actors play
this. Anymore what?
I mean, it's...
Also, will you let me have this hatred?
It's good shit, but, you know.
You're not on this episode. Sit in on an episode. You can talk all the hatred you want.
Who are we hitting on?
She hates Elijah Wood.
Let's hear it. Rant about it. You got a microphone. There you go. Right now.
Tyler gave you his mic.
Yeah.
This is your time.
All right. So I have always hated Elijah Wood.
Why?
Well, 1, he's a terrible actor. And 2, he's creepy. And then
The mic's okay. On. This is good. This is live.
Eternal Sunshine for the Spotless Mind. He's so creepy in that movie that it kind of like seals the deal. If you already felt uncomfortable about him as an actor, that just like, it's like the nail in the coffin. Right?
No.
No. You know what? I don't even care. I'm a girl, and that's how I feel, so I'm going to stick with it.
That's a weird person to pick.
I'm... it's not a new thing. I have not liked him for a long time.
Okay, well, that's fine. Of creepy dudes
I'm
to
watching
pick.
Him. I'm currently watching him while we're discussing this podcast, and I just... The vein in the middle of my forehead is just...
He's going to bite you, Roger.
Roger,
there.
He's gonna fuck. I'm not kidding
right now because he's just stressed out watching it.
He's gonna bite you because you're being
so that bangs.
So
well, that's good. I mean, you know, hey, whatever.
But we have to say it's a good podcast. Appreciate your
no, you
won't. Due diligence.
It's a thing. That's true. But that's about it.
About Elijah Wood?
No, no. Oh, about yeah. There's a podcast. That's pretty
all
much
all the people hate.
Sin City.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be a bad guy in that.
Fuck in Sin City.
Isn't he supposed to be creepy in Spotless Mind, too? Isn't he supposed to be?
Yes, he was. He was, like, taking packages. Ugh, it doesn't
matter. Does that make him bad actor?
He's
really good. He sold it so good.
He's literally the worst person ever, yeah. And I've had a hatred for him for a very long time.
Wait, so you're
and
wait, do you hate him because he's a bad actor or because he creeps you the fuck out?
Both.
Because I feel like if he creeps you the fuck out, that means he's a good actor.
He did his job.
I mean,
yeah,
I agree
with that for sure.
Like,
I would respect that, except for the fact that he's just awful.
He was adorable
in Back to the Future. No, shut up. You cannot say that, because he wasn't adorable, because he had a, like, 2-second part. Oh, God. He's the worst. He's literally the worst. I cannot handle
he's
him.
He's not, though.
Good for you. I'm happy that you think that. But I
mean, he's not my favorite, but...
No one. Elijah Wood tops it.
I mean, who
no
else has
way.
Bigger feet? Bigger feet?
That's a digital effect.
Elijah Wood.
That's a digital effect. Come on now.
You know what they say about big feet.
I don't.
Elijah
little
Wood's
little me. Little
Dick.
Me.
Elijah Wood's not there.
Big feet,
just
little me.
Creepy. With tiny feet, and most likely a tiny penis.
Big feet, little meat.
Sorry, Elijah.
That's what my uncle.
If you ever listen to this,
that's what my uncle told me. I was like,
I
"What about average feet?" And he's like, "Average me." I was like,
"Not
okay.
personal."
All the listeners, but Tom is in this room right now. So,
yeah, there you go.
Tom has the most kids of everybody in this
Steve,
room
how
combined.
Do you feel about
so.
Elijah Wood, what's your thoughts on him?
He's a nice guy.
Shut up.
I'm just saying.
You asked.
You asked, yeah. He's a nice guy. I mean, I won't.
You're supposed to agree.
How do you spell Elijah?
E?
L I J A.
J.
I don't know.
There is an H in there.
CBS, of all people.
And then just add creepy into it.
Of all people, you've probably actually met him, haven't you? Like some.
He was in The Good Son. That was he
a nice guy?
That movie's fucking great.
Yeah. It was really good movie.
Oh.
And Macaulay Culkin didn't do a good enough job pulling him off, so that
regardless of all movies, CBS has actually met him in person.
Yeah.
True.
CBS has his nice
CBS
guy.
Touched him.
Did he touch your butthole?
No.
I mean, if he would have asked, he would have.
But I bet he
wanted
to.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
Whoa. Why were you not on this podcast every week? God damn. You say horrible shit. I'm just surprised. You say horrible shit about people.
Are we still talking about
that's
Return
not,
of the King?
That's not as bad as other things.
Because regardless, I'm still
Return
picturing...
You talked about a dude touching
Elijah
your butt.
I'm still fucking picturing Kevin Costner as a fucking
Aragon. We have not once talked about your 9-inch penis today.
Oh. Good job.
The hog.
Good job.
Ooh. That's when I moved this.
You don't know about it yet?
Do you know?
CBS has a 9-inch hog, and it's... Fucking
flaccid.
Glorious.
Flaccid.
Glorious.
And it's
if you subscribe to this podcast, you'll get a fucking Polaroid every day. And it's like a 9 series Polaroid to
get
like the
true.
Whole fucking picture.
So here's the deal. I was on Facebook, like you know how like the people sell shit on Facebook?
Yeah.
This girl was selling a Polaroid camera, and I was like, hey, I'm interested in this Polaroid camera. And she's like, okay. And I was like, does it take one-inch pictures? And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I need to take 9 one-inch pictures. And she's like, what? Like, and she like, and then I didn't get a response back, so.
That's a weird question.
How else do you think he has a 9.9-inch rating on eBay?
Oh, shit.
It's sad because you guys are doing so good.
We were doing great. Anyway.
It's terrible, considering. Yeah.
So
that went south.
The Hobbit movies were fucking garbage.
Did it go north? I don't know.
They were terrible. Like, he could have been so good, and he didn't. But Christopher Lee doing fucking kung fu with a fucking staff at 95 years old. As a 90, old,
yeah, like...
Good for him, bro, right?
He killed it, so, yeah.
And Hugo, what's his name, that plays...
Weaving?
The Red Skull?
He's awesome. Yeah, he's great. And then...
Even though he wasn't Red Skull again.
Well, not twice.
He wasn't in the...
No.
No. It was Ross. What's his name? Ross.
Marquand.
Yeah.
The guy from Walking Dead.
The guy from Walking Dead that does voiceover shit.
I didn't even realize that until just now.
Like, he did some of his YouTube videos are hilarious because he'll do, like, a voice for a different movie.
But,
like, he'll do, like, John C. Reilly. As like Joe Pesci and Goodfellas, and you're like, this makes no sense, but it's fucking hilarious.
But he's so good, like,
yeah, that's the thing.
He nails it so hard that you're just like, okay,
this is fucking great. Yeah, he's
actually at this point, and I fucking don't give two shits about The Walking Dead anymore. But at this point, he's the best character in the show.
I thought he died already.
No, there's that. Like, that's it. Wait, yeah. Not that that's a bad thing, but he's the best character in The Walking Dead right now. So,
yeah.
Are we still on?
I like Dan Fogler. So.
Wait. Are we still on Lord of the Rings?
He's
or
Luke on that show now.
Hobbit,
the
or
Hobbit,
Lovely Bones, or King Kong, or
the
what?
Hobbit.
We're on the Hobbit.
We already got to the Hobbit.
Yeah. Thank God.
We're almost done.
Thank God.
I don't know. CBS, how far into this are we?
Do you mean
The Hobbit, though? No one gives a shit.
Yeah, what time are we
no
at?
No one cares.
113 minutes.
No one cares about The Hobbit, so...
We got at least...
15 minutes.
At least 15 minutes to get to the two-hour mark. Just to make CBS happy.
No, 90 minutes.
Sure.
CBS wants 120.
His math is right. It's fine.
Yeah, CBS wants 120 just to make two-hour mark.
Yeah. Okay, so we're past the Hobbits. We're not going to talk about the other two. Okay, that's good.
I mean, do we need
Hobbit,
to? We don't really.
Hobbit 1, 2, 3, so. All. Like, as soon as fucking Benedict Cumberbatch dies, they're just like, eh. And they make fucking Legolas look super weird. Like, when CBS got frustrated in Captain Marvel with Agent Coulson, like, and the CGI on that shit, like, they make fucking Orlando Bloom look super weird. Like, it's super creepy. Like, you didn't need to do that. Like, I mean, do they need to make him look that fucking creepy?
Probably not.
It was kind of fucking weird, right?
Yeah, it was weird.
Anyway.
CGI for the sake of CGI is kind of pointless.
Some Mortal Engines is his current project. But he didn't direct it.
He produced it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. But like,
I watched it. Did anybody else watch it?
Watched it. I like that.
It was pretty okay. That's my official rating.
It was pretty okay.
Pretty okay.
I liked it. I mean, the story is really simple, and there's a lot of characters there. What they're doing, like, as far as their motivation doesn't make sense. But I, for whatever reason, was like, okay, because it looks cool.
I mean, it was like the fucking Lord of the Rings, but with less storyline.
And with, like
it had all the graphics, but...
There were no lightsabers in that movie.
Yeah.
Well, they had like a butch Han Solo character.
Don't they all? They all do. Butch Han Solo? Yeah. It's all the same.
I mean, I was excited to see Mortal Engines, and it was Like I said, pretty okay, but...
Pretty okay.
I like it.
Yeah.
It wasn't...
It looks okay, sex, but I haven't seen it, so...
It looks good.
Should watch it. Should watch it. It's good stuff.
That's alright.
Anyway.
So he's supposed to be having an untitled Beatles documentary of some kind, I guess, according to the internet.
Could be cool. I don't know.
I mean, whatever, it's the Beatles, so... There you go. And then I guess he's supposed to be making Adventures of Tintin.
Josh will be stoked on that, so, you know.
Adventures of Tintin. So another Tintin
movie.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying, like, because Spielberg
I think it's supposed to be live
animated
action.
Tintin movie, so it could be, it's like a live action Tintin movie, right?
But the rumor is he's supposed to be producing the fucking Amazon show. Like, the Lord of the Rings Amazon show, there, he's supposed to be producing all that. Like, being, like, the main guy. Like, they haven't said anything about it, but, like, he's supposed to be, like, overseeing all of it. So, which could be, I mean, if he oversees that, which is pretty amazing, because, like, the money is, I guess they don't have, there's, like, it's limitless money. They can just do whatever they want and just...
And must be nice.
Well, yeah, right. But it's, like, but it's all uncharted territory, because, like, they're just, it's basically about young Aragorn, is what it is. So it's all shit. Like, there's some stuff in the appendices, like the end of the Lord of the Rings stuff. Like, there's some random shit here and there, but, like, it's really just all, like, after the fucking Silmarillion and then before fucking The Hobbit, there's a lot of, like, open time. And Aragorn's supposed to be, like, 80 years old before when The Hobbit starts, because he's a Numenarian, which is like an old school. Like, he's. What? Anyway. Never mind. I'm out.
Small fun fact. Brett McKenzie, who's from Flight of the Conchords, he made a cameo in. Which one? Fellowship of the Rings. I don't know. Did you guys ever watch Flight of the Conchords?
Fuck yeah, I did.
Yeah. Anyway, he's in Fellowship of the Rings. Late fun fact.
I'm David Bowie, Brett. Why do you look like Jermaine? Because you don't know what David Bowie looks like, Brett. Yes, I do. Oh.
Anyway, he was in the Council of fucking Elrond scene, but...
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Brett Fast McKenzie. Forward like 15 minutes, Heather. Let's see it.
Brett McKenzie, Flight of the Conchords.
Cool.
15, yeah, right there.
Let's see. Because you guys are watching.
A little bit more. Five more minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go. A little bit more. Two more minutes.
Who did the Tolkien movie?
Oh, that's not out yet. What?
I don't know that. Tolkien movie? I know it's happening.
About Tolkien, who played?
Yeah, it's supposed to be about him.
Nick, what's his name? Nick something.
Nick Frost.
No.
No.
Although Peter Jackson did show up during Hot Fuzz and help do part of the movie for Hot Fuzz because he was there because he's friends with those guys.
Peter Jackson was in all three Lord of the Rings movies as different characters.
True. Also, Stephen Colbert shows up.
He was a drunk asshole in one of them, and he was
two more minutes.
Fucking, I think he was an elf in one of them, and
two more minutes.
Maybe.
I want to see fucking Brit.
Stephen Colbert shows up in the second Hobbit movie. Well, no, hang on. I think the second Hobbit movie. He's one of the village people in the River City.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The Hobbit, Peter Jackson, Ralph Bakshi.
Fucking Agent Smith. Nah. Agent Smith in there is one of the fucking elves.
He's Elrond. Oh, that's cool. Like, he's the greatest half-elf of all time.
You've got to get to the Black Gates of Circuit City.
Yeah. Marky Mark in the house.
Oh, shit.
Black Gates of Circuit City.
Let's wrap the shit up.
Yeah, that's all Peter Jackson.
So
let's call it.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Never Been Done Podcast.
Hey,
thank you, White Claw.
We love you.
Thanks, White Claw.
Any music?
What do you mean?
Music shit.
That E.B. Younger fucking album came out, it's amazing. Even Tyler, I think, I'm convinced of it. Like, it's fucking great.
Like that baseball fucking YouTube video?
Yeah. EB the Younger.
But the whole record came out. It's fucking fantastic. So EB the Younger, Jason Lee produced all the videos, but it's really fucking good. What other music shit came out?
So small side note, I don't know if it's fucking relevant or not, but fucking Anderson .Paak is playing Red Rocks like June 14th.
I don't know what that means.
Tyler does. Tyler, tell him.
Yeah. I'll go if you go.
I'm looking at it. I have a buddy who bought fucking extra tickets, so I'm looking at going. Anderson .Paak, Red Rocks, June 14th. Ish.
Let's see it.
Mark, music news?
Too lazy to record live around, so I've been programming them.
No, so there's no. anyway, thanks for joining us on another episode of the Never Been In Podcast. Remember to eat your cereal with a fork, and
thanks to White Claw.
Watch your...
Thanks to White Claw, yes.
Yeah, thanks to White Claw. You're our official sponsor. We love you.
Thanks, White Claw. Hard seltzer.
Makes a good shifty.
Makes a great shifty.
The purest hard seltzer in the world.
And watch...
Cobra Kai. Watch Cobra Kai.
Watch Cobra Kai, because that's awesome.
Yeah. Fucking for sure.
Yeah, watch that.
Okay. So, next episode, we'll probably be chatting Endgame. That's a kind of that big deal, right? That's what's coming up?
No, Hellboy's before that.
But we'll probably have one before...
We don't care about that.
We care about that?
I do.
Maybe a small shout-out.
I don't think it
looks
that good, so I'm like,
Maybe a small shout-out to Ridley Scott, because we just had the 40th anniversary of Aliens, so...
That's cool.
We'll do that next time.
That could be a thing.
Ridley Scott, next time.
We probably won't, but...
I've been studying that one, so I won't be as awful on that one. Maybe I won't fall into the couch on that one.
Man.
He's not going to eat shit onto my fucking guitar on that one?
It happens. Good times. It's a thing.
Tyler, why don't you close this thing out? Come on, man.
Say it out,
bro. Hootie hoo. Yeah.